You can't catch me, 'cause I said I'm not easy. So stop your playing these games on me. Nah, bitch, I'm not easy.
Folks, you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM. For those of you who are only tuning in now, for those of you who are very meretriciously tuned in 4 minutes early, you may have heard me just hop on a little bit earlier, and we heard some music before the show kicked off properly from Heinz, who have a brand new album out, and also from an LA band called The Calamatics. Lots of great music coming up on the show tonight. We've got a busy show, new albums, new releases. I mean, we've had a big week or so in kind of big name releases, you know. The's new album is out, and I've got some of that on the show tonight, but there's so much more stuff. Manic Street Preachers have released a new single. Maximo Park have a new single. Razorlight have a new single. A lot of big bands that are putting out stuff. We're going to be playing all of that. There have been a few big events in music as well. The Mercury Prize was a big one that happened last week. No proper ceremony this year with the performances and everything, but it was still a big moment. And so, you know, we can talk about all of that stuff. Who won it? If you don't know, it'll all be revealed. I mean, it's not a secret, but we'll talk about it. Lots of other great stuff coming on the show for you. You know, sustainable concerts, can they or can't they happen? We'll be talking about it all here on the show because it's been a big week in music. If you're tuning in for the first time ever, and that could happen because I know, you know, September's kicked off, people are on campus, some for the first time, some of you may have discovered that you have a radio station for the first time. In that case, you know, welcome to CFRC Radio. We're right beside the campus bookstore underneath Caretha's Hall. There's a little door. Just come all the way down into a little basement lair and just pick up the phone. One of us will let you in. You can always call the station for any kind of requests, submissions, feedback, whatever you'd like to do. 613-533-2372. The line is always open for you. And my name's Rue. You're going to be spending the next hour and a half with me. I host CFRC's British and Irish Music Show. We play a lot of new music and kind of just talk about what's happening in British and Irish music. So I'll spare you having to do all the Googling, and you can look very cool in front of your friends talking about all the best new and classic music. We're going to start off, like I said, with some music by The, who are a very cool post-punk band from the 1980s, and they haven't put out an album in 25 years, and now they're back with a huge album called Ensoulment. The first album in 25 years just came out this Friday. They're also coming on tour, actually. They're going to be playing in Toronto and Montreal in October. And if you are someone in your 20s, I keep saying this, you have to listen to their album called Soul Mining. It is just one of the most life-changing albums you're going to be listening to. But we're going to listen to a little bit of their brand new album. It is also quite relevant, potent, and, you know, just like very apt for today's time. It's an album that's been a long time in the making for the band. So for Matt Johnson, who is basically the all by himself, it's got sort of like, you know, it kind of touches upon events of the last 4 years of like modern life in the digital age. And it's just very poetic the way that Matt Johnson does all of this work. And he's been out of commission for a little bit because he kind of fell sick over lockdown. Not COVID related, but he had some trouble with his throat and he had to have an operation, and he wasn't really sure he was ever going to sing again. So just to see him back is such a great thing. And the album is wonderful. So we're gonna delve into his considered instrumentation and writing and poetry over here. You can find the album on the.com. That is just their name. And we're gonna listen right now to the song Life After Life, which I really like. So here it comes for you on CFRC. Right here it is.
us for long in this hallucination. Upside down is the right side of wrong. This spaceless space, timeless time, amnesia of humankind. But there is a voice whispering in your soul. All you have forgotten, determined to be known. Are the things you should have said but didn't say? Are the things you could have done but didn't do? Watching time-lapse clouds pass. The strange becomes familiar, the familiar strange. Something's best experienced, not explained. Everything is not what it seems. Sensing outlines of forms unseen. Those sirens on that distant shore, tempting you back for more.
Stuff from the folks coming up. We've also got some music now from a band from Dublin who call themselves DC Dolls. Again, I imagine the DC stands for Dublin City. They've put out an EP recently. We're going to be listening to a song called Countess. It's their debut EP. It's called Into the Empty Blue. Just came out a few months ago in June. I can't tell you how long ago that was. 3 months. And we're going to be listening to it, so you can look out for them online. They're a good band. We're going to start off with some, you know, burst of energy music from them. And then we have some music from a band called Bicurious, who are a cool band from the UK. They've got a new song, which we're going to be playing, called Uncle Kevin. And then we've got some music from a band called Child Seat. I know, very indie names out here on the show this evening. But we're going to listen to a song of theirs called Screaming to the Wall. It's coming up for you here on CFRC. We'll be right back.
be alone. Never be alone. Never be alone.
You're keeping so well. Yeah, I think of you every time I hear that song.
Folks, you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. We're here, we're still live, we're bringing you all the best new music out of the UK and Ireland, and we just had a little bit of that on the last set. Started with some DC Dolls, a really cool punky band from Dublin, and as it happens, the next band I mentioned was also from Dublin. They just happened to be on tour at the moment in the UK, which I misread. Bicurious, also from Dublin, we heard their song Uncle Kevin, and then I threw in a bit of Hot Milk out there, who are a Manchester band. a very genre-blending band. I mean, they started out sort of as a pop band, went pop rock, and then this single of theirs, brand new single called Where Does the Light Get In, positively emo, pop punk, really. You can find them on their website, hotmilk.co.uk. Bicurious also on Bandcamp. You can look them up. They are at bicurious.bandcamp.com. What you're hearing in the background is a little bit of the wonderful band Los Bichos. They're a band from London, kind of surfy, instrumental, psychedelic rock stuff. They released their first album a couple of years ago, 2022. And I love that it was released in February, much after the kind of traditional festive period, but the album is called Let the Festivities Begin. And it was a great album produced by Alex Kopranos, the singer guitarist in Franz Ferdinand. He has not worked on the new album that they've just put out, which is called Talkie Talkie, which I find a bit ironic because they did start off as an instrumental band, but I think they've got a few guest vocalists on this album. We're listening to the song Talkie Talkie as well. You can find them on their Bandcamp page, lostbichos.bandcamp.com. And we're going to ramp up a little bit of the danciness on the next set for this show. We're going to listen to some Masterpiece, who is an artist I love. If you're curious about him after listening to the song, we did interview him on this show. He's been on the show back in, I think, May. It's been a little while now. So if you troll back through the archives, or better yet, find yourself the podcast of this show, which doesn't have the music for copyright reasons, but it has all the playlists attached, which you can, you know, use to find all the artists that I'm talking about. If you like them, go support them. If you, you know, really like an album, need to have it with sort of high quality files and all that stuff, go find them on Bandcamp, go buy a CD. I mean, we love physical copies here on the show. I just got my copy of Fontaine's DC's new album, Romance. Had it ordered in, really, from Zap Records, just down Princess Street, which is a great place to just find, you know, cool alternative music. Give them a visit. All the record shops in Kingston really are cool. All the cool kids have been to Brian's Record Option. I'm just throwing out names out here. If you're new to Kingston, these are places you've got to check out for your music. But anyway, that's all very well and good. We're going to be listening to a bit of Masterpiece coming up next. He's got a new song called Dancing with Another Man. Another Man is how he's written it out. He was on the show, like I said, in May. So go find the Yellow Bridge Road podcast. Just Google it, you'll find it. We're also going to listen to a bit of Orla Garland, who has been working on some new music, been releasing a few singles, and has put out this one song with Declan McKenna. Incredible musician, who doesn't know him? And he guested on this particular song, which is on her EP. You know, she's been releasing a few singles. It's called Late to the Party. We're going to be listening to a bit of that. It gets quite funky towards the end, so it's a good kind of pick-me-up. And after that, we have a little submission sent in by a band in South Wales called HKH, which, as you'll see from the title of their latest song, stands for Heart Knows Home. Kind of on the pop-punkier side as well, really picks up the energy. So we're going to be listening to a bit of that, and then, you know, we're just going to keep it rolling here with great music. Coming up for you first, though, is a bit of Masterpiece with his song Dancing with Another Man. Check out his debut album that came out this May. It was called How to Make a Masterpiece. Cannot recommend it enough. Here's his brand new one.
There's a tear in my eye.
down once she get down on both her knees for. We took our clothes off right at the front door, giving me t-shirts that came from her favorite thrift store. You said let me take you out tonight. Alright, come out clubbing with my girls and I should have declined. There's a tear in my eye and a beer in my hand. My Friday night's not gone according to plan, and I just wanna tell her that I'm falling in love, but I can't. She's dancing with another. There's a tear in my eye.
Bye.
HKH folks, you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. This is the Yellow Brick Road, bringing you the best new music out of the UK and Ireland. And we did just that. We played some brand new music sent to us from HKH band in South Wales. We also heard some music from Ola Gartland, who's been working with Declan McKenna on that very funky track called Late to the Party. And then we heard some Masterpiece to start us all off for this set. Great artist Masterpiece. Kind of positioning himself as the face of indie sleaze, or modern indie sleaze as we call it, really bringing back that kind of that glitz to the indie rock stuff from the zeros, but doing it his own way. You probably recognize if you're kind of a trip hop head or into 90s music, you probably have an idea what I'm playing in the background here, but if you don't, it's a bit of Massive Attack, who were one of the pioneering trip hop bands from Bristol, that kind of scene of sort of psychedelic, sort of down-tempo kind of music that just became known as a whole genre called trip-hop out of Bristol. Another band was Portishead, who also were one of the incredible bands from that particular period of music and from that scene around Bristol. But why Massive Attack are in the news right now is because they've been pitching an idea of the idea of a sustainable music festival. It's been talked about by a lot of people. Billie Eilish has sort of committed to reducing carbon emissions in her music, you know, as in not making a lot of physical copies of things to cut down on her music's carbon footprint. Artists around the world have been talking about it. Coldplay recently said they put out a report saying that an initiative that they'd started on their last tour to make their music sustainable had in fact worked so well that they'd cut their carbon emissions by almost 60%. And they'd done things like, you know, have solar-powered festival stages, and they also had the sort of technology that meant that, you know, I think they called it a kinetic dance floor. So basically, when their fans would jump up and down on these floors, it would generate electricity, and they had, you know, they encouraged biking to their gigs. The band themselves were not flying to gigs, which is something I know Chris Martin said that he's committed to. And now another artist who's been talking about it for, at least to my memory, since 2019, so 5 years now, has been Massive Attack, who said that they were committing to making their tours entirely sustainable. And towards that end, they actually launched a music festival this year in its first edition, quite an experimental thing, so, you know, things are still very much in the first stage, called, I believe, the Act 1.5 Climate Festival, Climate Action Accelerator. It's a mouthy name for a festival, but the whole idea was the festival was going to be completely sustainable. So they were encouraging fans to bike to the venues or take trains, things like that. The festival itself was completely doing away with single-use plastic. They also, I believe, had only like low carbon footprint, and I believe mostly vegan food at the festival. So basically to cut down on everything that they could possibly cut down to make the festival sustainable. They said entirely plant-based, vegan options, compostable cutlery. There was no car park, encouraging fans to either walk, bike, use public transit. They also arranged special trains for people to get to and from venues, which is a great thing. It's a thing that I've seen Oasis doing as well, where when they have their reunion concerts next year, they've got shuttle buses from a number of major cities to the venues, to the three ports in the UK where the festivals are happening. I don't know about the Dublin show, but this is what I've heard for the UK shows anyway. Just like makes everything a little bit more sustainable to not have 90,000 people arriving on their own, right? Special trains. And they also had a few transport options for fans coming in from Europe, you know, and that was sort of their take on it. They've been working on it for a few years, and they've really been leading the way on kind of sustainability in touring, which has been a big question mark because, you know, obviously artists like Taylor Swift have been criticized for this, where, you know, taking your tour on a flight, on multiple flights, has definitely got a bigger impact than, say, if your entire crew was on a single Eurostar line across Europe. Things like that. Can a festival truly be sustainable? We're still trying to find out. But, you know, as the band 3D and Tricky have been talking to the press about, it has really been making a difference. So, you know, good on them. And hopefully we see more of that stuff. I'm gonna play us some slightly different music, though, unconnected from all this. I just wanted to talk about it a little bit. We are going to listen to some music from Ezra Collective, who just put out a wonderful song a little while ago called God Gave Me Feet for Dancing. And now they've got another one called Streets Are Calling, which they've released with the wonderful, I think, South African artist Moonchild Sonelli and the artist Manifest. Here it comes.
Morning tea, collect my thoughts like church offering. Dress to impress the fit, that be marketing. Silence deafening, the ringtone bargaining. The streets say cash for ass, that's bargaining. Streets keep calling. Somewhere in between the dusk and the morning. Sunny in the skies, but the wind be appalling. Ye be wunti yenda, I guess I'm all in. Kujo Kwesi Kwame, moving like an army. The babes all blowing on vapes, he be gnarly. The seaside be sweet side, the booze dark and stormy. Forget you'll be out wanting, they inform me.
The streets is calling, the streets is calling. I'ma pick up cause the streets is calling. The streets is calling, the streets is calling. I'ma pick up cause the streets is calling.
This one they enter.
Yeah?
100%.
I'ma tell you something.
Uh-huh.
I've been telling you, the streets got me all the time.
Yeah, the streets they the whole way.
Me and my sister, hey. When we hit the streets, hey. We do not want it, no legal dicky. Counting my spacey, isn't a thingy. Dancing the doggy, that is the plenty.
Bringing the sticky, the cootie and freaky. Enjoyment for Galdem, the big boys are picky. Lagos to Josie, they know us, we spot there. Swiping and living la vida, sorted.
Get the table,
chinzi. We pay the billy. See baningi, baningi, ningi. I'm a ningi, baningi, ningi.
Maybe I have a affair with a stranger danger. She had a brush for fame, Charlie Man's a painter. The streets know be safe, I guess I am a savior. Everything be paid for, we know ask for favor.
The streets is calling, the streets is calling. I'ma pick up cause the streets is calling. The streets is calling, the streets is calling. I'ma pick up cause the streets is calling. The streets is calling, the streets is calling. I'ma pick up cause the streets is calling. The streets is calling, the streets is calling. I'ma pick up cause the streets is calling.
Music coming up from Sizwe and Jaya Had a Dream. This song called Cautious.
Man, I swear that this life that I live too cautious. I encounter too many dangers. I need room for my girl and my son. Still they didn't treat me like a stranger. They couldn't find me with a rover, even if it parked outside like Ranger.
Browsing.
Still at the peak of the mountain.
Scouting.
Internet fiends, they doubting. Loud and nah. They can never match this band that I'm in. Like we're both in social housing. I try to take a break from the mic, but it's like when I try, man, I end up towering high. My steelo might need a reload round by the time that I hit this line. Get gassed up right when I hit this line. If the police ask, this ain't my line, like, way. Yo, swear the fuck that a nigga try to end me. Back of the venue, bottle in hand, empty. Swear I saw the devil for a minute, try to tempt me. Had to summon the strength the Lord lent me. Power in a verse like a scripture, lengthy. Get left back if you ain't real, mendy. Only need one chance and you're giving me plenty. Only need one chance and you're giving me. Only need a chance and you're giving me plenty. No wonder why the face turning green with envy. Cause I rock the boat like a storm down Tembe. Couldn't give a fuck about who is trendy. Couldn't give a fuck about who is trendy.
I live too cautious. I encounter too many dangers. I need room for my girl and my son. Still they didn't treat me like a stranger. They couldn't find me with a rover, even if it parked outside like Ranger.
Browsing.
Still at the peak of the mountain.
Scouting.
Internet fiends, they doubting.
Loud enough. Shut up and show application. I was on my own with no allocation. Always feel that I'm being complacent, but I'm still on the top like basement. If I rate you, then you'll get ratings. But please don't beg, friend, it's blatant. I got shoulder pain, I feel ancient, but I still carry weight in my statements. Don't mention a set without payments. Praising these rap boys, but they ain't sacred. Playlist these rap boys, but you ain't played it. Faking the stats, boy, I don't rate pagans. Wear my heart on my wrist like a bracelet. I can see through their drip like they're naked. Still, I found my spot and embraced it. Could be Cardiff, not so Cambridge.
Could be Cambridge, not so Cardiff. Never been a dunce, not one. Stay smartest. Spinning with the buns, my flame be the largest. Fools I have. When I aimed at the target, shadow tipping back and right. But I still spit fire how I came from the drag. Like smoke when I shower, bro, I'm bound to rise. I got painless words, I can see through lies.
Man, I fear that this life that I need too cautious. I encounter too many dangers. I need room for my girl and my son. Still they didn't treat me like a stranger. They couldn't find me with a rover, even if it parked outside like Ranger.
Browsing.
Still at the peak of the mountain.
Scouting.
Internet fiends, they doubting.
And I fear that this life that I live too cautious.
I encounter too many dangers. I need room for my girl and my son. Still they didn't treat me like a stranger. Day couldn't find me with a rover, even if it parked outside like Ranger.
Browsing.
Still at the peak of the mountain.
Scouting.
Internet fiends, they doubting.
Loud enough.
Sizwe and Jaya Had a Dream. Coming up, we've got some new music from Alpha. This is gonna get heavy. It's Breathe Free. Twice, you pay the price. Free. Alpha on air for you folks. That one is going to go hard in the pit, I can tell you already. Great band Alpha. One of the heavier bands making music in the Welsh language right now. They've said that they have an album planned for sometime later this year, so we're really looking out for that. But yeah, because I saw them at North by Northeast earlier this year, and they were playing in a little platform at the Paddock Tavern, tiny little space. But you know, it's just two guys making some of the biggest noises you have ever heard. They get really loud. But I thought this was a good way for us to just segue into sort of, you know, talking about the Welsh Music Prize. It's been announced just recently. The shortlist was unveiled last week, I think. But, you know, we had a lot going on last week, so we weren't really able to talk about it. We can talk a little bit about it today. If you are a regular listener to the show, I think you might be familiar with some of the albums because we have played some of this music on our show. Welsh Music Prize, for those of you who don't know, it's sort of like the Mercury Prize, sort of like the Polaris Prize that we have over here, but for music made in and around Wales. It's been going since 2011. Just another one of those kind of ways of honouring music in and around. And last year's Music Prize was won by Rogue Jones, who had a really cool kind of experimental-ish album out. The year before that, Adwaith, who are kind of the only artist ever to have won the Welsh Music Prize twice. We have the nominees for this year, and as I'm pulling it up, I'm just going to tell you a bit about the bands that have been shortlisted. We have 15 shortlisted albums, all released within an eligibility period. One is Alicia Scott with an album called Windrush Baby, kind of in the kind of reggae, jazz, R&B space. She's a wonderful singer. Angharad, who we have played on the show before, an album called Motherland, just sort of about... She basically wrote it as she was going through her pregnancy, and some of them are really raw and like honest songs, and I'd recommend listening to them. Buzzard, 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 a band who we've loved on this show for years. They had a song a while ago called just sort of talking about the merits of shoplifting from IKEA, but they've moved beyond that, and they've, you know, been working on kind of heavier stuff. They've changed their look. They released an album called Skinwalker that's made the shortlist for this year. Chroma, Ask for Angela, it's a really cool indie rock album. Another alcopop band, but they get quite heavy. Psychedelic country in a way that doesn't sound too bad. I quite enjoyed an album that's shortlisted called by a band called Cowboys Rose Botonog. Another cool album. We'll maybe play a little bit of that on the show. Georgia Ruth, who we played just a couple of weeks ago, made a few collaborations on this album. The album's called Cool Head. Griffrey's Sadness Sets Me Free, I think, was a very well-anticipated album. I caught up with Griff last year at his show when he played in October in Toronto. Again, that interview is one that you can find if you're keen on listening to it. Anis, who we spoke to just a few months ago, their new album, Dos Partners, has also been nominated. Other albums that we've played on the show, Meth, their album, Dim Dewey Wythe, Peace Merlin, Skindred. So we'll play a few songs here and there from albums that have been nominated that I think you guys on this show will like. We'll maybe get started with the song that I was talking about by Chroma, whose album, the album sort of is, the album title is this code word that used to be used back in the sort of 70s, that if you were ever in trouble, you could be told to ask for Angela, and that would be a code word for asking for help. And it's sort of about their experiences of kind of being girls in Wales. So we'll listen to a song of theirs called Woman to Woman. We'll have that next. And then we'll just keep playing some more albums from then, and we'll come back and talk about more great music. Think for a minute. There is
Lumps of flesh and milk, they weigh me down and pull my neck like giant knuckles on my chest. Let me eat and let me sleep and fucking let me